You're good.
Okay, we will first call for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we do have quorum. We just, both Randall and Patrick are absent today. Just remind people, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussing related to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zone matters heard at the meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical abilities may be available calling the following number listed. Supporting material provided to the board members of this meeting may be requested from Carmen Hayes at the following number. So, item two, public comment. This period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speakers, voting if applicable, clearly to state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board or council wishes to extend the presentation, it will be done by the chairman of the board by majority vote. Next item is the approval of the minutes for the January 27, 26 meeting. Do we have those?
Yeah, I sent them out to you.
So they're on email? Okay.
Did you have a chance to look at them?
Yes. Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, by Crystal. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next is the approval of the agenda item for today's meeting. 26, hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. So I hear a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair, want to note under general business, recommend that we take out the word procedures, that we edit that out because it's just the bylaws that you'll be looking at, and procedures was inadvertently added.
So just delete procedures from
yes.
The statement? Okay.
Thank you.
So we got a rest for the agenda as the following amended. So do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. We got from Justine. So all in favor? Aye. Motion passes. Next item is informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings. I'm sorry. I forgot. I jumped ahead. Was anyone wishing to make public comments for item two? Okay, yeah, I jumped ahead. I read that I didn't offer that, so okay. Next is informational items, announcements for the upcoming neighborhood meetings and county community meetings and events.
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So now we go to item number six, item one, item VS-250880. I cannot pronounce this. I'm sorry, guys. Vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Jones Boulevard located between Quill Avenue and Oquinto Road in Spring Valley. Okay, the presenter now has the floor.
Good evening, Chair and fellow members. My name is Juwan Dotson. I'm on here behalf of Clark County Public Works. Let me orient you to the site. This is Jones Boulevard in Oquendo, northwest corner. There's a proposed development on this parcel as going through the BCC on February 18th. This application is strictly for a 5-foot wide portion of the public right-of-way to accommodate a detached sidewalk. We just wrapped up our Jones project. We didn't make sure that we didn't need any other easement, so that's why we retained the right-of-way. But our project is wrapped up. Like I said, development is going to the Board of County Commissioners on the 18th of this month. And we are in support of vacating this public right-of-way to accommodate the detached sidewalk. And if there's any questions, that's my question.
Okay. Next, we will go to public comment.
Yes. Tom Shelton, 5920 West Patrick Lane. My first question is this the auto repair shop?
I believe that is what the development is for. But this application here is strictly for a right-of-way vacation.
I understand, but okay. I would just like to refresh our opposition to the entire project and note that he promised information from the applicant there, never reached us with regarding to hazardous chemicals, et cetera, which is already a matter of record. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comment or her comment? Okay. Now we'll go to our board. Any questions from anyone?
I just have a quick question. You said it's a detached sidewalk. Is that, did I hear that correctly?
Yes. Clark County policy is detached sidewalk for all new development. So the portion of right of way is going to be vacated to the back of curb. That way they can do a detached sidewalk and do a landscaping sidewalk and landscaping. We retain easements over that area to maintain the sidewalk.
Understood. Thank you.
And Justine's new, so this is fairly recent over the last year, 2 years.
2023.
That now we're looking to change where the tech right up next to the streets, and we're trying to move from that.
Okay, that makes sense. I've never heard of the detached sidewalk, so I just kind of want a clarification on that.
That is the standard now in Clark County.
Awesome. So it's always going to be landscaping, sidewalk, landscaping, or I guess rock,
The sidewalk would be detached for safety reasons, right? The more you get the pedestrians away from the street, the safer.
Understood. Thank you.
Do you have any questions? If not, I entertain a motion for this item, if anyone likes to.
I'll make a motion to approve. I didn't see any staff recommendations, but if there are, how do we move regulations?
Okay, we have a motion. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
I'm just going to go back to the agenda. Okay, next item is general business, review of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board bylaws.
Mr. Chair, I passed out a copy of the bylaws at our last meeting to give everybody a chance to review. The only thing that really is before us this evening is that we used to meet a half hour earlier or later, and we're just making sure that our bylaws reflect that we now meet at 6 o'clock. So that's the change that's being proposed with the bylaws. With your permission to move ahead with that.
So we have to vote on this item?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I have to go to public comment on this item too, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Anyone want to speak up on this item?
I will. Yes. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Oh, do you need my name?
I know your name.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a great idea.
Anyone on the board like to speak? Okay.
I'm sorry.
You go first.
I just am noticing here that it does still stay 6:30.
Yes.
So
I will update them if the board approves 6 o'clock as their
meeting
time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Crystal, do you have anything to say? Okay. I would entertain a motion for this item.
I make a motion to approve.
Does she need approval with staff recommendations or? Just say no.
With 6 o'clock meeting time. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And then I'll get copies of the updated bylaws with the correct tax code.
Okay, we go to item number 8. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board Council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the Board Council by majority vote. Anyone wish to speak? Okay.
Hi, my name is Monet. Address is 6737 Costa Brava Road. I own a group home for the elderly, and we specialize in memory care. The facility is in a 5,000 square foot home, two stories. First story has the elderly, 10 beds. Upstairs has another about 2,000 square feet of unused space. The concept is to have child care upstairs, ages 2 to 5, with the seniors downstairs, to have a multi-generational co-location type of community center. And when I say multi-generational, I mean 2 to 5-year-olds, their parents, the elderly at 65 and over, and their children. So we literally have 4 generations of groups, people, coming in and out of this community care center. So that is the concept that we're going after. It's fairly innovative. I have this type of setup in, you know, across the country, but nothing that I found here in Nevada. So our goal is to convert the upstairs into an open child care. We have separate entrances, separate exits, fire sprinklers, so we can hopefully be able to do the modifications fairly easily, and then have early childhood development. And the goal is to have the elderly and the children intermingle for a benefit to both. You know, it helps with companionship, it helps with the elderly feeling that they're more needed because they're there with the children, and adds confidence and compassion to the children. And because we're doing early child development, we also want to help prepare them for kindergarten. So there's a saying, you're born a baby and you die a baby. So here we have the elderly with the children, and the care that we give to them is very similar. Thank you.
Thank you. I met. That thing was just telling me you had 1 minute left.
Oh, I think you got my idea.
Okay.
We were supposed to be on the agenda for today, but for some reason we got passed over on the agenda. So we'll be back on the 24th to do the full presentation, so you can see exactly what the thought process is, and hopefully we'll get approvals to move forward to the next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it.
No more public comments? Okay. Then next item 9, next meeting in general will be set for February 24, 2026. So next is for adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
From Justine. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's closed.
6:14.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.